Hi everyone, welcome to Queer Corpse Takeover. I'm Monib.
Yes, and I'm Amal. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Big shout out. Thank you, Miss Chris, for having us be her guests at her radio show. I think this is about to be a fantabulous 2 weeks. Don't you agree, Miss Amal?
I agree. And yes, of course, a big thank you to Chris. We're here while she's out of town, and we're so excited.
Yes. Sagittarius takeover.
Yes. That's how it's going to be.
Yep. Excuse me. You can tell we're amateurs at this, but I think we're going to make it a fun ride.
I agree.
One last thing before we really, really begin. There's a little bit of static in my headphones. But Amal and I were thinking for a really long time about what we wanted to do for the show. And yesterday we met up and we're like, OMG, what are we going to do? Like, we have a whole hour to kill and, you know, we're more listeners than talkers. So we're just like, okay, what's the tea? And Amal found an article.
Munib had this great idea.
Thank you.
Yes, of sort of getting to know each other in a way by asking each other some questions that, yes, then we stumbled upon this article, but we actually decided not to read the questions before. Mm-hmm. So the questions are going to be a surprise for both of us as we stumble upon them. See
what the tea is.
Yes, basically.
Yeah, because we were going through the questions kind of yesterday. And we just like went through a couple, and then every time we read the question, it was like, oh, ha ha ha, this is so funny. Like, oh, bitch, this and that. And we're like, okay, wait, we should save this kind of energy for tomorrow instead and just be spontaneously answering on air. But the article is called 70 Fun Questions to Ask Your Friends. Yes. And what better way to take up an hour's time than to talk about each other? Isn't that true?
I agree.
And like also what y'all can take away from these questions. I feel like they're really fun to answer in your own little circles if you're listening at home right now. I don't know. But yeah. Okay. Should we dive in?
Yes, I'm ready to dive in. I'm curious also.
This is going to be really fun. But before we start, I'm just going to plug in. I'm playing at Dacha on Wednesday. So yes. Come by in 2 days for Massi Mugler and Friends Wednesday Dacha Takeover. So
to dance the night away. Vibe.
But yeah, sorry. Now that that's out of the way.
Oh, plug it.
You know.
Okay, cool. Oh my gosh.
Fantabulous.
So we noticed that the article we found had kind of different sections of questions.
Yes.
So we're going to do, I think, a first kind of type of question. And then after the breaks, we'll do another kind of more dangerous questions, I guess.
Yeah, because in the article that we have pulled up right here, there's three different categories of questions, and we thought it would be a good idea to like work our way up into the juicier kind of like more fiery, dangerous questions. Start off fun and light, and then, you know, get to the juicy part towards the end, so you can stay till the end.
Yes.
If you want to get the real juicy parts, but but yes, take it away, Miss Amal, if you want a fun question or if you have a fun question.
Let's see. Actually, well, this is going to be, as we said, a surprise for everyone. So we're just going to pull up the article and see how this goes.
Okay. Murat, there's a question right here. Do you believe in aliens?
Oh.
Or what
do
is,
you?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've been very much into quantum physics TikTok for a really long time. and I just think it makes the most sense that there's like different, not only different beings of like life that exist outside of our own, but also different versions of ourselves that exist within our own. Like there's so much layers to like existence that we don't have the brain for, I feel, or the brain to understand the capacity of what that means. But yeah, I definitely believe in what I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I of course believe in aliens.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah. Yeah. I always have. And
yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anything could prove, like, could give me a reason not to believe in them.
To you. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, it's hard for me to believe that, that you can't believe in aliens.
Yeah.
I know that to some other people, we are aliens.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a really good point. It's kind of a red flag if you don't believe. Or it's like, like, no, honestly, like, yeah. It's like, okay, you really think it's just us? Like, that's so selfish.
That's
like,
quite selfish.
Yeah. You know, get out of your head, like, girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my gosh. I see another one here. Well, that's kind of in the same zone, I guess. Okay, do you think you've ever encountered a ghost?
OMG. Did you?
That's so hard to answer, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm scared to... I don't want to poke the bear, kind
of. Oh, so it comes back?
Right? But I do think I've encountered ghosts personally.
Really?
Here and there. I know that there's always remnants around us, but
yeah.
You know, I actually recently read that if you think that you saw something like in the corner of your eye, and when you turn around and look and everything looks normal, there was probably something.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I was the internet, so I'm not sure where I saw that, but you know.
But that's tea, because that happened to me today.
Really?
Yeah, I was fishing for underwear from my bottom drawer.
Yeah.
And then right behind me, I saw like something black just walk past, or just like, it was like, it just caught my attention. I don't even know what it was. And I was like, what just caught my attention when there was nothing there? But then I was like, oh, like, you know, there's... now that you're saying that, I'm like, okay, something caught my attention, and that was... You know, yeah. Caught my attention for a reason, I guess.
Whatever makes you sometimes, like, just flip your head to one side and look, and there was actually nothing, I think.
Team. But, you know, ghosts are not that scary also. Like, we shouldn't be so afraid of ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But we have a guest in the studio, everybody. Yes. Sorry to cut that short. But Princess Mademoiselle Fantabulous Honey Miss Tariq is in the building. Sigaria.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was waiting for my introduction.
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe in aliens. If you don't, you're a narcissist. Well, yeah, not narcissist, but you know, it's giving. You're not the only one, girl.
Yeah.
And second of all, I don't know if I've encountered a ghost. I thought I have, and then I haven't, and you know, it'd be like that.
Mm-hmm. To you.
Yeah.
It is like that sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
I have this like really explicit memory from when I was in second grade. And it was actually back when we lived in Canada, me and Tariq. We lived here for a year in 2005 while we were in Qatar. Anyways, long story, whatever. But I woke up in the middle of the night and I just kept hearing it's like, wah, wah, wah. Sound. I don't know if that makes sense. And then I kept getting louder the more I made my way to the living room. And then that was it. And then the sound stopped, and I kind of saw like a white, faint, not like fully opaque, oval thing. But I was really young and I don't know what I was seeing or hearing or whatever. But I remember getting really scared and going back and sleeping next to my mom right after that moment.
Oh my god.
And it was something that never left me, and I never really pieced what it was together, but...
Was it a scary experience, or was it like just an experience?
I think it was... I think it's a core memory for a reason. Like, if it wasn't supposed... Like, I don't know if it was scary or not, TBH. I feel like it was just something that happened that I might know the meaning of later.
Because I was like, somebody died that year.
Oh, that's true.
You know? Or that died that year.
Yeah, that passed away that year. That's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
OMG.
Oh.
But, yeah.
A visit.
Yeah. Ghosts are fierce, BT Dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, like, beings from outside of our own. Like, how cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Lazy.
There's evil humans just like there's evil ghosts, I guess. But there's nice ghosts just
of course.
There's nice humans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Next question.
Yes. Do you want to check out another question?
Yes. Okay, so from this list here, what is your favorite type of vacation? I think that's, I feel like I like that question.
Yes. Okay, do you want to go ahead?
My favorite, I feel like, well, it depends on what you mean by vacation. Because TBH, anytime I'm not working, I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. And that could mean, like, the little free hours I have, like, in between things. But that doesn't make sense. But, like, I'm just, like the way I let things go, like, the way I let myself go free from responsibilities, I do often in any instance. Anyways, that doesn't make sense. My favorite type of vacation is being at home watching TikToks, watching TV, smoking weed, and doing nothing. Like,
that's a brain vacation.
Yeah, a brain vacation. Like even if we're like out on the beach and like somewhere really fun and like beautiful, and I think that's its own thing. But a break from stimulation is like vacation for me. Whether it be like natural beauty or like people or like you know, going out and having fun at the club or whatever, like being boxed away from everything, just being in the room, weed, TV, MasterChef, maybe, you know, MasterChef, ANTM, yes. Housewives. Yeah, that's my favorite type of vacation.
Okay, what about I love you? That. Oh my God, my favorite kind of vacation. I guess, like, similarly, the brain rest, because I feel like you could be on vacation anywhere. You could travel and it would be in your head going on vacation, but then it ends up being work sometimes.
Yeah.
So a vacation to me is really just like almost like feeling like my brain is in a jar on a shelf.
Yeah.
My body is like clocked out, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I mean, I don't think we should be working as much as we're pushed to work in general. Yeah. So I feel like the vacation in general should just be
lifestyle.
Yeah, like basically a lifestyle. Yeah. Like
yeah. That's so true.
I always say I am not a hustler. Like I was not made to work like that personally. Yeah. It goes against like my deep inner nature, I think.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah. How about you, Siki?
I mean, I guess my favorite type of vacation, I would say any place where I can meet different types of people and like in the sense where I can be whoever I want and just like create a new, not persona, but like just like be able to be meet people and then be inspired by the people around me and then just like be whoever I want to be. But like in the sense where I'm like where nobody knows who I am at the same time. And you know, like, not to be an artist or anything, but you know, any place that is like that inspires me fashion wise you know, anything that where I like see a lot of things that make me dig deeper or that make me think differently in terms of my work as a fashion person.
So your vacation is based around working more?
Yeah, but my work is, you know, my passion. So true. It's like, and I don't see it as work, also depending on the work, obviously, depending on what I'm doing that day, but yeah, like anything that inspires me when I already feel it any time, even when I'm here. When I'm like inspired fashion wise, I feel like I'm like even outside of like talking about fashion or doing fashion things, I can see myself like being normal or happy, like mentally, if that makes sense. And that's, I think, like,
So when you're inspired is when you feel most in like tune,
which makes yourself. Sense, I guess. But to you know,
spoken feeds like a true
soul.
Artist,
feeds the soul, exactly.
Oh, that's so fab.
The soul fine dining experience.
Exactly. Yeah. When the soul is eating.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Oh, fantabulous. Yeah. On that note, this is the first section already done of this podcast, and we have a little song. I feel like the last thing you said, Tariq, was really a good launch pad for the song that we're about to play for everyone here.
What is it?
You'll hear it when when it plays, but I hope you enjoy it when it does. Okay. And yeah, see you on the other side of the song if you
enjoy the song.
EXO.
Don't get me wrong, I love who I am. I don't wanna be ungrateful, it probably sounds strange. I really love the role I play, the songs I sing. But with all the fame, the things that seem so simple, suddenly it's so far out of reach. Wish that they could see the underneath. I'm just an ordinary girl. The road, put my best foot forward, gotta get on with the show. Check a post for the front cover of a magazine. Everywhere I arrive, I get high fives. They pay me larger than life. Yeah.
Yes. Hope y'all enjoyed that. That was Hannah Montana, Ordinary Girl, from the last season of Hannah Montana. I think some of the best Disney work we've seen in our time, our generation, and something that'll stick with us for the rest of our lives. So nice reminders every once in a while.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Miley. Thank you, Disney.
But yes. Ms. Tarek wanted to ask one question before we move on to the Would You Rather round.
Yes. So, speaking of fashion, since the fashion girl arrived at Cigaria.
Cigaria.
Thank you. What is the question? What's your favorite outfit?
Oh, la la.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want...
Should I start?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
if you have something in mind...
Oh, I feel like it would be something that, like, Lady Gaga wore or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it would be something either from Bad Romance or Alejandro.
Yeah.
And,
more.
You know, any Alexander McQueen moment.
I feel like what I got from the question, the first place my brain went to was, like, what do I like to wear when we go out and party?
Yes, also that.
Yeah, and... sorry, were you done your answer?
Oh, I mean, go ahead, because I couldn't think of the outfit, but there's a lot, you know.
What I was thinking was, like, how I've made the transition between, like, super crazy club kid, like, you know, uncomfortable, like, restrained, uncomfortable. You know, but, like, cunty looking, like, vibe, more, like, comfortable... like sneakers, like novelty t-shirts or like and sweatpants vibe. And I think I prioritized comfort for now for a while, but I'm trying to find the balance between cute, comfortable, like cute, comfortable and fierce cunt. And Yeah, and that's, I feel like my favorite outfit would be cute, comfortable, and fierce cunt mm-hmm. at the same that. Time.
A girl yeah. that can go all night.
A girl that can go all night, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Open hearts and open nostrils.
yes, oh my god.
Yes.
I think I'm split into half of me really enjoys like a nice pair of jeans or pants that makes me feel like good and like feminine with a nice sneaker or a pump, and you know, it's all about the shape, I think.
To you.
But I also love a nice pump and a tiny dress, which I, to me, is so comfortable. Like, it feels second skin. I love having the option actually to switch personally. Like, I know that a couple of girls do that. I know you do that too, Siggy.
Yeah, to change your outfit in the middle of the night.
Yes, or in the day. Even in the daytime, I love having a second something in my purse. Like, just in case the mood changes or, you know, something just changes throughout the day. Or,
Where you want to feel different or, like, cuntier or uncunty or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah. Sometimes I feel cunty in a pair of baggy, or not baggy pants, but baggier pants, you know, and sweater, sunglasses, and I'm like, oh, I'm fierce right now.
It's and a mood.
I think I would be split in half, between the tiny dress and the nice pants.
Yeah,
that sounds lovely.
To you.
And sunglasses.
Mood clothing.
I was gonna say, like talking about what you were saying, Muneeb, I used to be the type of girl that's like, oh, if the outfits are uncomfortable, that's the point. But I now, but I think I was really young when I used to think like that, and I was still new into like pursuing fashion for myself and like the way I wanted to vibes, like, you know, moving to Canada, etc. But I think now I perceive it kind of differently, and I'm like, I never want to be the girl that looks like she's trying so hard that she wants, you know, like I love being cunty and fashionable and, you know, high fashion, whatever. And that is when I feel my best still. But I don't want to be, but I still want to be perceived as, I guess,
effortless.
As effortless, exactly.
Yes.
And even if it did take a lot of effort, you know, sometimes it takes more effort to look more effortless.
Oh,
and then, you know, you have to change your outfit, etc. And then, and I also do prioritize comfort now because, you know, now the clubs are more about talking to people and dancing rather than, you know, creating some sort of show when you arrive.
Right.
Which is, I feel like, what I really wanted to do when I was, like, a kid.
Yeah.
Like, 18, 19.
But,
pulling a stunt.
Pulling a stunt, exactly. I'm not a stunt queen anymore.
Period.
Yeah.
But shout out to the stunt queens that
shout do. Out to the stunt of course. Queens.
Big time.
No shade.
Oh, always inspiring.
Yeah. Always
inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just keep doing it.
Stars.
Yeah. It's eating.
But I agree a lot with you over putting in a lot of effort to feel effortless. Like, I think, like you said, that comes with time. And, like, if you dive into your interest for, say, your interest is fashion, it takes years of building up exactly what you want to express.
Yeah.
In terms of your artistic expression, and for you that would be fashion, right? But in order to feel effortless, it's like having a job. Like, when you first start at your job, you don't really know the like what to do, and you just like, you know, like do what you're told and just, you know, put on a show for your manager or whatever so you don't get fired. But then as time goes by, like, no, T, and the manager could be society, like firing you. But anyways, but as time goes on, like, it's more like it comes easy to you. It comes natural. It comes normal. And, like, you get to understand what looks good on you, what doesn't, what you want to express, what you don't. And, like, and then it becomes seamless and effortless. And, like, it's just you get to a stage where you know what you're doing and you know what you look like and you know how you want to express. And you have nothing to prove to anybody around you anymore. And it's just, like...
Yeah, you don't have to pretend to know what you're doing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that question. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good question. Yeah.
What's your favorite outfit? Mood. Effortless.
Yeah.
Effortless. That's the favorite outfit.
Effortless.
Yes. Now, would you rather?
Ah.
Yes. A little backstory. Every time we like are out or anything or hanging out, Amal just comes up with the randomest, most cute, like, would you rathers ever. And we always have fun, like, answering them. So we thought it would be, like, an interesting thing to add to this show today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Off the top of our heads, this is not scripted, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of the point, I feel, of a would you rather. Because otherwise you think about it too much. And then...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your answer is ingenuine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Does anyone want to ask one?
Okay,
if you blank out, there's a couple here on the page that we could.
I was gonna ask also. Yeah. Well, not a would you rather, but like just to start it off, I feel like it's an easy one. Would you rather be, outside of like money? Would you rather be, like, would you prefer to be? I feel like we've talked about this before too. Do you prefer Kourtney Kardashian or Kim Kardashian?
Mood.
Wait, who? Kourtney or?
Kim.
Oh.
Or which of the Kardashian sisters would you be? Sorry.
B.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Or who do you identify with the most as like a member of your friend group, for example?
OMG.
OMG, sorry.
That's such a big one. Because I feel like I see my, like, I would like to see myself a little bit in all of them.
Yes, definitely.
You know? What do you think?
I don't know the Kardashians too well at this point.
Okay,
I was
here.
A bit more in touch with them, like, in 2014. So by now, this is, like, the last clear memory I have of them.
Yeah.
I also don't follow them online, so I don't really know what they're up to. But if I was answering 8 years ago, I'm going to go with that. I would say Kourtney.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Court.
Aries princess.
Is she the one you prefer, or is she the one you identify with as the, like as the most, like, in terms of being a member in your friend group?
I wouldn't say prefer. I think it's the second thing you said. I feel like in their family, I would be her. Like,
okay.
Oh, cool. Want a Kourtney in my friend group?
No, if you are, like, you're saying you are a Kourtney in your friend group, the Kourtney in your friend group.
I think that would be the closest, probably. But I'm also, I'm quite silly, like a Chloe, but
yeah.
Is she silly? Actually,
not anymore, but she used to be. Kourtney stayed silly, I feel.
Okay.
Slash careless.
I literally love that.
Yeah, and, Chloe just has a stick up her ass now, but I think it's... But I understand, you know, mental health and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Kourtney just gives me the most, like, just a girl vibes. And I feel like I'm just a girl, honestly. And
I
she looks
that.
Like just a girl that stumbled on TV, kind of, or something.
No, it's
Tia. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really true.
How about you girls? Who?
I'd be Kim. I'd be a business bitch. I'd want to be a business bitch. Like, anti-capitalist business bitch.
Okay.
More, you know? Like, what's her name? That Dollskill, like, have you ever seen her page? Dollskill's, like... CEO person, like,
no,
the person who runs Dollskill. She has anarchist in her bio.
Oh, okay, yes.
And
LOL.
But she runs Dollskill, like, that website.
That's kind of
but yeah, I kind of want to be on that vibe, like, I want to be that girl, TBH, like. And I feel like Kim just has a brain, like, aside from like who you want to be, whatever, but I think I really appreciate a brain that always tries to make something out of, like, anything. And I think she is a great example of, like, finding a way to market yourself to a mass audience without being boring and making money off of it. And even though she's done, like, or they have done, like, some really crazy problematic shit in the past or whatever,
I think they still are.
La-di-da every day. Yeah, exactly. But I think there's always something to learn from anybody, like, if you're a true artist. There's always something to learn from everybody, and taking away what's good from other people and then applying it to yourself is how you grow as a person, I think, regardless of who that person might be. But yeah, business anarchist bitch. Point blank, period.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, discombobulated queen.
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally I would wish to be Kim for sure. But who I identify with the most, I feel like I kind of identify with Kylie in a way, but just because she's the youngest sister and like she's the one that I feel like I saw it in her needing to prove herself the most vibes. Mm. And you know, and that she did. But I think, and also being the one that like kind of wants to stay like, mm-hmm. like,
young forever.
No, not young forever. I mean, she looks like she wants to be old, but anyways, right. But I feel like for example, she doesn't like spending as much time with her family as much. She always wants to like be with her friends and just like, she seems like she doesn't give a fuck too much. And I feel like I relate to that. Mm-hmm. I don't really relate to Courtney, Kim, or Chloe that much at all. I think Kendall's kind of like kooky. She's, you know, the most like, I just want to be a normal girl and trying to prove that really hard. And I'm like, yeah. Girl, bye. Yeah. And yeah. I guess I identify with Kylie, but not really. But you know, I guess like she's the one that I see myself in.
All right.
Yeah.
Wood.
What about you?
Fantabulous.
Well, how about another Would You Rather?
Yeah, oh, I think we should dive into that.
I forgot.
Yes. Yeah. No, I love this one. Yeah. It made me go back into the Kardashians. And,
yes.
You know, that's nice. There's something to learn there, I bet.
Dear.
Off the top of my head, would you rather... Let's go back to clothes for a second.
I like that.
Okay. Would you rather only be allowed to wear pants for 6 months, half the year? Or only be allowed to wear skirts for half the year?
Good question. I'd wear skirts for a year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think so.
I think I'd wear pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more like wind freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Less, I feel like pants are less constricting sometimes. I also depends on the length of the skirt, yeah. Obvi. But being in a mini skirt has its own like pressure. And then being in a like a knee skirt is its own look also. But then being in those like maxi skirts, the long ones, it's so like constricting to walk in.
All the way to the ankle.
Yeah. And it gives art teacher vibes, which is really kind also. Like, yes. I really love that look. But I think if I had to wear it for 6 months of the year, I would get really tired really quick.
I see.
But yeah. What about you?
I would have to go with skirts today, I would say. Because just like pants, there's... And also, just like you said, there's so many different skirts. Like, skirts are not just down your ass or to your knee. Like, you could be switching the lengths.
Yeah. That's true.
Could rip the side open and... But pants too, there's so many different pants. I would miss them for those 6 months.
Yeah, I agree.
But I would say see you later. Yeah.
I just feel like pants are such a specific style, and there's not as many options as there are when it comes to skirts.
Mm.
And there's not as much playing around area when it comes to pants. That's why I love a good skirt.
Yes.
I saw a question here that I think is interesting. If y'all would be down, but if you could either never have coffee again or never have dessert again, which would you choose?
On my way here.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Never have coffee again or never have dessert?
Yeah.
I would never have coffee again.
Really?
Yeah, there's other caffeine methods.
Yeah, interesting
for me personally. Yeah, but dessert is like dessert.
Dessert. Team. I feel like I would never have dessert again.
OMG.
Yeah. But coffee is... Because I feel like other sources of caffeine don't hit as much for some reason. Or it's just not the real tea. Like,
I see.
You know. But it does a good... Like I can never be a bitch that drinks Diet Coke instead of coffee. You know what I mean? that can never be me. Like,
right.
Like, and bitches do it back to back sometimes. Like, on like okay, I'm going to have my large Diet Coke like to get me up and go like in the morning. In my head, I'm just like, coffee's from the earth. Like, maybe like it has crazy effects on your body sometimes in the long run, but I trust it more than like not coffee.
Okay.
Or
a can of mate.
Yeah.
Some Red Bull.
Yeah, some tea, girl.
A mate, true.
Tea, you know?
Yeah. But you know, coffee is the real nitty gritty, honey. Yeah, it's down and dirty, and it gets to the point. I don't know.
It does get to the point. Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, not having coffee would force me to find other ways to stay healthy and alert, mm-hmm. et cetera, yeah. Which I feel like would be good for me. Yes.
True.
And also imagine like being at a restaurant, we're all done eating and we all want to order dessert, and then you're like, oh, nope, sorry.
I'll have a coffee.
I'm good.
Also, I think usually people get at the end of the meal like coffee and dessert, or chamomile tea and dessert, or mint tea and dessert.
True.
So I guess
I would do the dessert.
Yeah.
For sure. I wouldn't have coffee after a meal necessarily.
Hmm.
Like, what if you're having dinner? I don't know.
Wait, sorry, what?
What if you're having dinner?
Oh, right.
Want to go to bed after. Anyways.
Okay.
Decaf. I'll have decaf, please.
Exactly.
Mood.
See, that makes sense also.
Yes. So we're approaching the second half of this. wait, but before we go, can I ask one last one?
Yes, please. Oh my gosh.
Balsa, do you know what song you're doing?
We'll see in a couple of seconds.
All right. But I saw this question. I was like, okay, T, would you say you know a lot about art, or would you say you know pretty much almost nothing and actually you're not even particularly interested in it at all? I don't know why, but when I saw that question, my brain went to like, would you say you know a lot about art, or would you say you know a lot about being an artist?
Is that the question?
No, but that's what I got from it. But let's answer that. you answer which one. But what do you think? Do you think you know a lot about art, or do you think you know a lot about being an artist?
I mean, I think that's the same thing.
True.
or being an art, I know a lot about like knowing a lot about being an artist. That could be like. Like, imagining what, like, for example, Lady Gaga's life is like. That's knowing a lot about being an artist. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's what my brain was going to, too.
Yeah, but I think I know a lot about art. You know, we're all trannies here, so...
Yeah.
We might as well.
To you.
TBH, you know. In order to live.
That's mm-hmm. true. I feel like there's, like, a lot of people who could know a lot of things about art and aren't necessarily artists. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of artists who know a lot about the art that they do, but they're not necessarily art knowledgeable. But I feel like where I would place myself, I feel like I would like Lady Gaga, exactly. Like I like the art of being an artist. What does that mean? What is the perception of like art in your world, and like everything could be art and nothing could be art, but.
I mean, there's also like just like art education,
yeah,
but you don't actually like, you don't know how to like internalize the art, and mm-hmm. I think internalizing art and also being able to express through, I guess, the internalize, like being inspired and then being able to express, that's what makes you an artist. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that just know like a lot about art, like art history, and it's just like, it's like knowing a lot about math, but they don't actually like care or have any feelings towards anything. You know, like a lot of university kids or people that, I don't know. For example, not necessarily, but for example.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To you.
T. Sorry, I had to. Sorry, okay. Can I ask you for the question again?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like zoned out from this part.
Well, it kind of like warped into its own question of like, would you consider yourself someone who knows a lot about art, or knows a lot about being an artist? But
honestly,
I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense, I think. Well, I'm definitely not art educated, like officially, like you were talking about university. I don't have that kind of background.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say I know nothing about art, but I also... Not a lot.
Yes.
But I think even if you do know, you just gotta always stay open to the fact that you don't know everything, like ever about anything. And
You can only know yourself the best.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
The art of not knowing.
Lord, exactly.
How about we take a little break for a quick song while you're driving or doing laundry, whatever you're doing today on this chill Monday. And we'll see you later.
Enjoy the song.
We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Au revoir.
It's time
for the
ladies.
Danger Row, honey.
Time for the spicy, mighty, dangeroso.
So-called dangerous questions.
So-called dangerous questions, honey. If you have made it all the way till the end of this little takeover here, now you're gonna get into the nitty-gritty vibes of the of the inside details of the juiciness.
Meow.
Yeah.
We're gonna be doing dangerous questions and answering something a little
different.
A little different.
A little different.
A little dangerous.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Does anyone want to start off?
Oh, are they?
How about you? If you want to.
The first question that got my attention, which I would be interested in knowing. Or, like, just, like, talking about, would be, what aspect of your personality do you think you would need to change the most? And the first thing I thought about, well, immediately, like, what my brain went to was, like, my habit of reading into details that don't have significance to the actual thing at hand. Mm. Like having a conversation about something mundane and then someone saying something that could play on like an insecurity of mine or a pre-existing like situation that the other person doesn't know about, and my head starting to spiral like around those details. But anyways, that was ADHD. But long story short is that not reading too much into things, I think, or like hyper analyzing every single situation in my head. I think we're taught that, like, as queer trans people, to like be extra super cautious and super safe and aware of like everything that's happening around you and like what people are saying and like what's an indication of danger and like and things like that. So our brains are always on looking for looking for safety measures, basically, like how to keep ourselves safe. And that means like analyzing situations, analyzing movements, people, words that people are saying, like situations, environments, whatever it may be. But I think it's good to have that grip on safety, but it's also important to remember not to feel like you're in danger all the time, because then it could take away from like you being able to experience these moments with the people around you. Or like, of course, easier said than done, obviously, but I think that's maybe something in my personality that I'd really like to bring down a bit, like just chill and live in the moment and not having to like overanalyze and see everything for more than what it is.
And I feel like being aware of it, like just you saying it right now, is a step towards like checking it, checking yourself on it when you feel yourself going there. Like, you know that this is a thing to be aware of.
Yeah, and trying to have a good grasp on it.
Yeah, having a good grasp. I think there's a line between being aware and then just being overcautious or, you know, anxious, etc.
What would you say for you?
What was the question? I'm
sorry. What aspect of your personality do you think you'd like to change the most?
I would say... you start, Miss Amal.
Okay, I'll go. Well, I guess what came to my mind right now, hearing this question, is maybe not an aspect of my personality that's like an everyday aspect. It's not an aspect like that's always there. Definitely, it's something that comes and goes like cyclically a bit. I don't know how to say that word, but it would be self-doubt, kind of, but to a level that's really not necessary sometimes. And it's not something I live often, but it's what I thought of right now because I'm going through a little self-doubt moment. It's been like a month, maybe. So if I could get rid of that, honestly, it would probably change my life. Because the like months that go by where I fully don't experience self-doubt like to this level, I see the difference in my life and just how I am and how I speak. My voice comes from a different place in my body, I feel, almost. Like,
I get that.
Right. So that would be something I would change about my personality.
Self-doubt. I think for me... Oh, what were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say that's really cool analysis also.
Oh, thank you.
Or, yeah. But, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, carry on.
But yeah,
carry on.
I think for me, in terms of what would be something I want to change about my personality, but it's also something I've heard from other people, is my I'm kind of, I don't know if the word is avoidant or not avoidant necessarily, but I kind of just like. Or careless or etc. That could, I think it also has a lot to do with my ADHD, for example. But just like not taking things so seriously, and then people around me like are taking it seriously, and then I'm just like to me, like, in my head, it's just, like, not that deep vibes. And then I kind of just live my life based on that. And then, mm-hmm. like, for example, like, you know, like, for example, I'll cross the street on a red light if there's no car. And I feel like I've been clocked on that a few times.
Yeah.
And I'll
living
just be like,
dangeroso.
Yeah. I live my life in the whatever thing. And I think, but I can also see how it negatively affects me. And then, you know, I find myself in places where I'm like, like, if only I did this, you know, I wouldn't be... Like, I lost my wallet recently, and I knew I could have put it in my purse, but I put it in my back pocket because I was lazy. Mm. And I wanted to find the shortcut, and I was just like, whatever, right? And then here I am with no wallet.
oh my gosh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I... and then it's also about learning moments where I'm just like, I don't care to do this or learn this or do that or... Mm. You know, that's like somebody else's learning expertise. Moment or problem or expertise, exactly. Also, and then I find myself needing to know certain things. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like this is not as important as people want it to be, but then it actually is. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, it's like should I give an example?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, I was just gonna give an example of, like, for example, in my styling work where I was assisting for somebody. And then they kept clocking me on the way I was hanging the clothes. And they're like, usually when somebody's assisting, this is what they do and this is what they don't do. Mm. And like,
someone said that to you?
Yeah, it was at a shoot. And not, oh, this wow. is what they do. This is how they usually hang it. In a nice way. They were really nice about
okay,
it. But I've always, like, when I style, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I'll put my clothes on the floor. And I'll just lay it out and in order for me to see it. And that's just how I imagine myself to keep going. Like, who cares, right? Like, whatever. But, yeah. Anyways.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to not live my life in the whatever. I love living my life in the whatever. I think it's a blessing and a curse also.
Yeah.
I was going to say. But,
think you can find also the balance between, like,
yeah.
not, you don't have to, like, switch all the way to caring way too much about things.
Yeah. That, it's, mm-hmm. You can live your life in the whatever, but don't be irresponsible.
I think it's good to have a little bit of whatever in your life sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I hope I stay like that forever. But
yeah.
at the same time, I want to gain some responsibility.
An edited version.
Inshallah.
Yeah, edited version. Yeah. Exactly.
To you. Oh, what about you, Miss Amal?
Well...
What else?
Would you like me to read a different question?
Maybe? We answered it already. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
maybe. All right.
Let's see. I love this one, let's not answer it. But
what is it?
Oh. It says, should I get bangs?
Lord.
I love it. I don't know.
I want bangs. I've been wanting bangs forever.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do they say here? Dangerous questions.
Do you actually like Sally Rooney's novels? What the fuck is Sally Rooney?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sadly, I wish I did, but...
Oh, do you feel like you maybe post to social media too much or no?
Oh.
I don't post enough.
At this point, no. There was a time where, yes. But at the moment, I feel like I could post a bit more.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm like... Like, social media just sounds like a chore now.
Yeah.
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 Except for stories. Stories are fun and I just post. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I love stories. Yeah, it's so lighthearted.
Yeah, it's so lighthearted. But I feel like for a post, like, there's the overthinking part aspect of things of, like, is this good enough to post? Is this forever, you know, for people to see forever and, like, or, like, just to be on my feed, whatever. It's also because the way I perceive social media is work now, and I think that's what changed about social media for me.
I remember before stories, when all you could do is post.
Yeah, I miss that.
People did not overthink them at all. Like, I would post 10 photos a day.
Yeah.
If not 15. And
why not?
It was really lighthearted. Yeah. I think also there was not the work aspect about through social media at all yet. Mm. Like, I'm thinking 2013, 2014.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah.
When you just post, like, your tongue out and, like, a peace sign.
Yeah. Or some, you know, anything that you thought was cool that day.
Uh-huh.
Or stupid or whatever, or honestly. Funny, take it easy.
Take it easy.
I saw a tweet that was, and I said this before to y'all, but that Instagram is now just a LinkedIn for creatives.
Oh.
And it's so true. But I'm trying to work, like, my way back into, like, it being just general shit posting whatever.
Yeah.
and like not caring about what I post. But I often find that the more you don't care, the more people like to see that.
Of course.
Like, so, mm-hmm. so I don't know. I don't know if I would post less or post more. I would like to like stay in the like, I'll post when I feel like posting zone, and that could change based on every day of the week or whatever. Some days I'm like crazy, like big, happy, caffeinated girl, and I'm like posting a million different stories, and I love those days because oh. all the things I'm posting are like a result of like that caffeinated extra craziness.
Uh-huh. And it's genuine.
Days, yeah,
I feel like people can pick up on when it's genuine. You're posting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but other days you were saying.
But other days it's like not as like I'm not in the mood as much, and then I just don't post as much. But I take posting or like stories or whatever as another form of expression, like I don't know why, but
that's good.
Like
that's
yeah, like mm-hmm. like how can people learn more about me through like memes and jokes and like whatever it may be? And every day it's a different mood, so I feel like I try to find every like things to post based off of that mood. Okay. But personally, I gravitate towards stories to do that. Like you said, Tariq, posting like actual on the feed takes a lot of mental work. Like, and I hate that we're at a stage that it's like that.
Yeah. Come yeah. on.
Like, and I refuse much. To get on TikTok.
No, get on TikTok. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. So the solution to all your problems, everybody, is to get on TikTok. I'm sorry, but don't it's so it. True. Like there's, well, obviously it's just another social media, whatever. But it's such a good algorithm. Like, it's such a good, like, people just, like, really value, like, being yourself and, like, you in your natural state. Like, you know, like, I don't know, like, undone, like in your stained pajamas, like, and in your living room with your hair looking all crazy and your beard all out. And, like, like just, I don't know, the, like, and just you in your natural raw state of things. Like, nothing try hard, nothing trying to look like that, what you're not giving. Or, like, and people value but, that. And I think that's
But the
not...
more people get on it, we'll eventually get to where Instagram is. And then it'll become a LinkedIn for artists, too. How about we just keep working on Instagram and get back to the original... You know, don't give up and right. make Instagram fun again. And
I fully agree with that. I personally,
team,
I haven't yes. stopped using Instagram the way I did 8 years ago. Slay, I'm literally boy. Still there, except I don't really post, like posts.
Okay.
But I really try to treat it as if there was no updates on it.
Team. Period. As yeah. it should. I made a Finsta to like do that, but I think like just the app itself, looking at it alone, I'm like, ugh, like mm. what message am I gonna do, am I gonna see now that's gonna like change my mood, you know?
Right.
Anyways,
oh, that was a cool question.
Yeah, I like that question.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I hate to say this, girls, but
it's been lovely.
Weep weep on you.
Don't it's... miss us too much.
Yes, this is actually the end of our show today.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed hanging out with us on this chill Monday, you know, taking it easy.
Yeah.
And just between the girls. And
yeah.
again, a huge thank you, I want to say, to Chris for inviting us to be yes. here today. It was dreamy, honestly. And also thank you to Siggy for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. She entered the studio in such a cute way. Anyway. well,
to you.
But yes, yes, shout out to Chris and... Yes, yes. In honor of Chris and Bubbly. Yes.
Yes. And hope, Chris, if you're listening, you're having fun in Europe, honey, with Miss Diana.
Yes.
And
she's been working hard.
If you're still listening, come to Dacha on Wednesday again. Yes. We will see you there, hopefully. Uh-huh.
And see you next Monday here at 6 p.m. also.
Yes.
CKUT. Yes.
90.3 for FM.
For more ADHD and self-reflective work.
But... Yeah, sorry. Never mind.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say we'll be more prepared next week, but I'm not really a part of this.
Okay. And oh, that's
I
it.
I might not even be here.
So. Self-reflective work.
But yeah, sorry. Never mind.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say we'll be more prepared next week, but I'm not really a part of this.
Okay. And oh, that's
I
it.
I might not even be here. So. Bye, mom.
écoutez Les Beaux Sons avec Nathalie Dipalma sur les ondes de CKUT 96.3 FM. Bonsoir. Nos invités sont Francine Maillé et Jocelyne Ménard. J'avais envie de les recevoir pour qu'elles nous parlent de leur parcours en tant que lesbiennes aînées. Elles étaient adolescentes dans les années 50. Elles en ont donc beaucoup à nous apprendre sur leur vécu. Bonsoir à vous deux.
Ah, bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Nathalie.
Salut.
Ça nous fait plaisir, Jocelyne et moi, d'être ici.
Premièrement, à quel moment vous êtes-vous rendu compte que vous étiez lesbienne et comment s'est déroulé votre coming out?
On a eu deux différents parcours, toutes les deux. Alors, si Jocelyne veut bien commencer par rapport à son parcours, quand tu t'es rendu compte la première fois que tu étais lesbienne?
Oui, quand je me suis rendu compte que j'étais lesbienne, c'était à la campagne. Je viens de la campagne.
Tu viens d'où?
De Marieville, Saint-Angèle-de-Monnoir, dans la paroisse. Donc, ça n'a pas été facile parce que je ne connaissais rien, mais je savais que j'aimais les femmes. Dans ce temps-là, c'était ça. On était aux femmes. Oui, j'étais jeune. J'avais 16 ans, 17 ans quand je me suis rendu compte que j'avais un penchant pour les femmes.
Est-ce que j'ai vu juste, vous étiez adolescente dans les années 50?
Oui, mais adolescente, mais pas trop adolescente, parce que j'avais commencé à travailler déjà. Donc, pour moi, c'est un autre parcours.
Francine?
Bien, c'est-à-dire que moi, mon parcours a vraiment commencé à l'âge de 39 ans. Mettons que mon parcours, moi, il a été beaucoup différent de celui de Jocelyne, dans le sens que c'est le mouvement féministe qui m'a embarqué, si tu veux, dans ce que moi j'appelle aujourd'hui là, le patriarcat, l'oppression des femmes, etc., etc. Et c'était très, à l'époque, c'était en 1975, donc à ce moment-là, je suis embarquée dans ce discours-là, et puis je me suis rendu compte que le discours qui circulait, ben ça m'ouvrait des portes de mon vécu à moi, puis de ce que j'avais vécu, puis de ce que je voulais vivre et tout ça. Alors, c'est à ce moment-là aussi que j'ai rencontré, évidemment, il y avait beaucoup de lesbiennes dans le mouvement féministe. Alors, j'ai commencé à rencontrer des lesbiennes, etc., etc. Notamment, une lesbienne qui est venue, parce qu'à l'époque,